Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts here on the edge, right here. I got to get my pointer because this is some serious stuff. We got royalty in the house, brains. Today, Dr. Charmaine Mama Vega. Okay, you better get that name right. Know exactly who you're dealing with. Okay, she is the queen of everything nutrition. And, you know, I got some questions for her. Outside of the normal stuff that people ask, you know me, girl, I like to go deep. Here on the edge. The place where the conversation is pointed and the guests are sharp, right there. And the response is what? They're never dull. Great conversation with an author, a doctor, nutritionist, but she has a very unique approach. And when I first got introduced to her, or as I say, get turned on, she told me a very unique process of how she combines nature and nurturing of your food and your body. So we're going to go into that and a whole lot more. Welcome to On the Edge. How are you today, Mama Vega?
I'm doing great. It's always a pleasure to see you, as a matter of fact. So that always elevates my greatness because I'm with you.
Well, you know what? And you right up the road. You right up in LA. I'm in San Diego. Girl, don't let no COVID come between us. Come on down. I'll treat you like a princess. I ain't playing.
A princess? Come on.
All right, a queen.
Thank you.
I had to scoot my fat butt over. Okay, there's room on the throne. So tell my brains a little bit about you and how you show up in the world.
Well, I'm one of those that I've had to go deep because a lot of times people will ask the question, who are you? And oftentimes when I had to go deep to answer that just this last week, because normally I would say, well, I'm a nutritionist or I'm a mom or this, that, but that's really not who I am. That's what I do. Mm. So who I am is I'm passionate. I'm considerate. I have two sides just like everybody else. And I tell
you, you don't. Wait, you got two faces, girl. You got a head. You got a head and a tail.
Yes, because it's like one of those things. I tell people, don't push the button.
What?
Don't push that button.
Yeah, because somebody was just messing with me, girl, just poking the bear. Just don't do that.
I tell them, don't do it. I'm being nice and being considerate and all those things. But that's who I really am. That's who I am. But I'm also intelligent. And I try to pass that information on to other people for people to, what I always say, connect the dots. Or in nutrition, I say, back it up. Let's look inside. Let's see what's going on inside.
You know, and I keep it 100 with my brains and you. It's a lot of work to stay natural. It's expensive to stay natural. It's a discipline to stay natural. But it's also spiritual to stay natural. So you got to put in the work. You really do. And I mean, you know, you're looking like brand new money. So I know that you practice what you preach.
And I do. And that is something that it's evident, you know, even in the community that I live. You know, a lot of people at the beginning, they didn't know me, but they do know me now because they recognize every morning at 6 o'clock. They see me and I'm walking around, I'm doing what I'm doing, because for me, I have to practice, like you say, practice what I preach. And I have to be able to show that that's what I'm doing, not just that I'm telling someone to do it. Even this morning, I've got my cup here and I'm actually drinking green tea, you know, that I whipped up with oat milk.
With oat milk, oh, see, you're doing too much. You do. Now, no, I juice. You know, I get it. I eat clean. I made some fresh collard greens this morning because I like that pot liquor. You know, that's like a soup afterwards.
That's right.
But then I want the cornbread with the butter with it. Absolutely.
There we go.
I know.
There we go.
I know.
You throw in, you got the good and then you throw in bad in there. You got the good.
But that's life. It's the good and the bad and the mixture. But at a certain point, you got to back it up. You know, your body changes. And as it changes, we don't really think of it changing. It seems just transparent to us. It's automatic until something happens. You get disease, you get sick, you can't heal from a cough or a cold. You really start seeing that your body is deteriorating. And by that time, there's damage already done.
You said something very interesting a few minutes ago, and I want to back it up to something you said.
Uh-oh. That's what he said. No.
Yes. Okay. Okay, my girl.
That's good nutrition, too.
That is. But you mentioned butter. And a lot of people don't know that if you're going to eat butter and you want the butter flavor, it's better to try to do ghee, which is really clarified butter. And all you're doing is cooking off a lot of the fat that you don't need that's more difficult for your body to digest.
They have that at the Trader Joe's, don't they?
Yes, they do, but you can make your own. Why you don't have to go? If you're buying the butter, you just put it on. Just make sure you don't burn it. You just have to cook it on very slow. Be patient. You know, you can be patient with it and you can cook it down. But yes, that gives you the butter flavor, but it's easier for your body to digest because butter causes inflammation.
I know. And inflammation is the cause of disease.
Exactly.
I learned that from Dr. Andrew Weil. Oh, yeah. I used to do beauty products. We're going to talk about beauty here in a minute. But beauty products for him and his with Origins. And I tell you, it was the bee's knees.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't realize it. Go ahead.
When I'm trying to lose weight, people fail to realize you got to get that bloat out first. Mm-hmm. You got to get that before you can really start working into the muscles and, you know, losing any inches. I have to give myself time. I was putting pressure on myself like, no, if I see a gradual decrease, I know I'm moving in the right direction. We overthink it.
That's very true. And I'd like to also say that oftentimes people think that when you're eating clean or you're eating organic, that it's more expensive. And you're looking at the price tag of what you're paying in comparison to something, but you're not necessarily looking at the health benefits and the fact that you end up eating less. When you eat things that have a lot of chemicals in it, what you're doing is you're messing up, and I use that word, your microbiome, which means your gut. Mm-hmm. Because your gut, and let me just explain one little thing that's a little bit scientific, but not so, but I think you can understand it, or everybody can understand it, is that when you have pesticides and they spray your produce or whatever it is with the pesticides, that's to kill the bugs and to kill all the other things. Well, your microbiome is little critters, for me to put it that way. It's little critters in your stomach that's eating in your whole digestive tract, that's eating up all the stuff that's going in. Well, if you're eating pesticides, you're killing all those little critters. So you're not going to be able to digest your food the way you need to digest it because you killed both the good and the bad critters.
Wow.
It's just
Ray, you got critters and cooties. Really, and that makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. But, you know, sometimes I get a little skeptical about the word organic, sugar-free, fat-free, you know, low-fat. Sometimes that's a marketing strategy as well.
Oftentimes, okay. Most of the time, it's a marketing strategy because they're trying to get you to
buy.
So
what you have to do is grow your own brains. I tried to grow some things, but I had a little problem with a little squirrel in the backyard. Okay?
Well,
and I tried to be nice and leave him some nuts and all that. Girl, next thing I know, that thing's big as a possum. He was eating the strawberries and the lettuce. He was getting down. But you have a very unique synergy with, you know, the animal nature. And you use animals and nature to really look at the breakdown of food. Can you explain that, Braze? Pay attention to this, because this is amazing. I found it amazing.
Yes, because it's always been my thing. My grandfather was a farmer. And although I grew up in New York City, I grew up in the city every summer I went to the farm. And he's the one who taught me a lot of that. And he said, if you want to know if there's something that's good for you to eat or not, he said, give it to the animals and see if they'll eat it. If they won't eat it, because they know, they can smell, they can sense, and they have more of a sense than we do. So a lot of times I would just take food and I would put it out and I would see if the ants would eat it. And if the ants don't eat it, then I don't eat it. I just throw it away because of it, you know, because ants will crawl over anything and they'll eat it.
Right. And you know what, too? You can tell what's addicting because you see how sugar draws so many ants?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I use that as a benchmark if I want to know. And to show you, I have a cockatiel. I have one that just flew to me and he just decided he was going to stay in my house. So I got him a nice little big old cage. And I can buy lettuce and I can buy spinach. And I've tried it with him and I can give him different ones, whether they're organic or not organic. And if it's not organic, he doesn't want it.
Really?
He won't eat it.
Wow.
He will absolutely not eat it. He'll look at me like I lost my mind. He's like, what are you giving me? And I can buy his seeds. And if I give him certain ones that are like maybe manufactured, if you want, that would be in the pet stores and they have it where it's just for, you know, those animals, he won't eat it. If I go and get him what's for the wild birds, he'll eat it.
Wow. And they know, you know, I fell in love with really eating, you know, organic and natural foods by watching the silverback gorillas. Girl, I got the got the backseat pass over at the San Diego Zoo, and their fur is like mink. There's not a blotch anywhere. Their eyes are big. If you look at some of the most majestic animals in the animal kingdom, they're vegetarians' brains.
And that's exactly right. And that's what clears your skin. I was talking to someone the other day and I said, people don't even know that something like cilantro, it pulls a lot of the toxins right out of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like a magnet.
Tastes so good. I love to go into the store and get the herbs. You got to get them, but you got to use them. So let's talk a little bit about beauty.
Okay.
And nutrition. Okay. We eat certain things, but certain parts of our bodies are starting to deteriorate. And I want to touch on maybe three.
Okay.
Let's talk about our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we lose our peripheral vision for whatever reason, and the constant focusing on this device, be it in your hand, in your computer, you know, watching television. What are some things that we can do to stimulate our mind and also maybe improve our eyesight?
Okay. One of the things for sure would be making sure you're wearing glasses when you're using even your cell phone, whether it's your cell phone or anything to block the blue light. Like these are blue light, you know, and you can always tell those because it reflects. You see how it reflects and everything that's in here. These are blue light. So making sure that even when you're doing that, that's one of the things to start. And then we want to talk about, you know, the vitamins and the supplements that you may want to take. You want to make sure it has all the different nutrients and things in it. I happen to work with another company, you know, and I don't know if you want me to say anything on here or not.
Hey, I ain't mad at you. Okay. If it worked for you, I mean, brains, you know, you have to make an informed decision. You can't do that if you don't have information. So
I do. I work with a company. It's called Life Vantage. And just last year, they came out with a new product. And one of the things they do is all the products that they make, it goes down into the cellular level, into the mitochondria. That's what they're known for, and their products
out into your mitochondria,
into the mitochondria, which is
in
the
cell. That is deep. That is deep.
It goes directly into the cell.
Wow.
And a lot of other products, when you use them, if this is the cell, they're on the outside of the cell, so it's almost like they give you a band-aid effect. You know, I'm feeling good for now. This goes into the cell, so over time, as you have your cells are sloughing off and new ones are growing, what's happening is it's helping the new ones because it's getting all the way down into the cell to make that change at the cellular level. And you know, and by doing that, you're helping the eyes and the ingredients that they have in there. Sorry.
You should let that go on play. No, maybe not, because we have to pay for it. But no, go ahead.
But so it's one of those things that because it's getting down into the cell, it's promoting new cell growth at the same time. Like I was mentioning before, where you have the old cells, the new cells, some of these other products, when you take them, they are killing off your good bacteria as well as some of the bad ones, including some of the nutrients and supplements. Right. So you have to be careful when you're doing that. And this one, I know what it does because of my age, you know, that my eyes, you know, they would start going and I've noticed a difference. You know, I've noticed a difference when I'm taking certain supplements, when it has the lutein in it and, you know, the different vegetables. And the most important ones, which is why I try not to be too specific, but increasing your vegetable intake and not just one type of vegetable. You'd be surprised of how many people who are having eye problems or inflammation and they don't eat vegetables. Vegetables reduce all the inflammation. It reduces that and your body can get into it. You mentioned earlier that you do a lot of juicing. That's an excellent way because it's going right into the bloodstream.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. Okay, so now check this out. And this is something that women don't talk about. Is your body odor changes?
Yes.
You know, sometimes not for the best.
That's true.
I'm keeping it 100.
No, you're right.
And everybody on this planet has got a whiff of themselves at one time, if not the other. Okay. And so, you know, when it's not attractive and women have, you know, as they get older, for whatever reason, they have vaginal leakage.
Yes.
You have to be conscious of that with the food that you eat. Also, sometimes when you eat certain foods, it makes you more fragrant.
Like pineapple.
Yeah. You know, okay, so you want to think about that. Your underarms, you start developing fungus and sweating under your breasts. When you get to a certain age, it just happens. What are some things that we should do as a natural cleanser? Just things that we should have in our regular diet, nothing too way out, but you know, should that be fresh juice? Should that be a certain kind of herb? Should that be a certain kind of tea? What do you think to really kind of help people cleanse their body of odors?
Okay. Cleansing body of odors and all of that goes back to your gut system, which is one of the things I'm big on, as you very well know. It not only boosts your immune system, but your gut is taking all the bacteria out. Most people don't know that you should be going to the bathroom 3 to 5 times a day.
Yikes!
A day. That's how many times you should be going per day. One of the things I also say is to do a colon cleanse or cleanse where you're actually taking the detoxes, you know, detoxing all of the organs. And there's one that I know that my friend, she's a biochemist, she turned me on to, and it's only like one pill you take, but what it does is it not only pulls everything out of your organs, but it also gets rid of mucus and parasites. And that's something.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of mucus.
And people are not familiar with that. And you definitely need to get rid of the mucus because with us having COVID, what does COVID do? It makes your body create mucus. That's one of the things that it does. So if you have mucus in your body, you want to get rid of it so that if you do get sick, it's not going to build up even more. So you want to do that. So, but baking soda is something that's real simple to do. You can do a little bit of baking soda with water.
Everywhere. I tell people I use it for deodorant. I use it for to brush my teeth.
Yes.
You can put that stuff in your bath water. You can put it your vegetables. And I put a little pinch in my beans and my collard greens to get the gas off of.
Exactly. So like when you said something simple, you know, if I want to give somebody just something real basic, real simple, that you know, how expensive is baking soda? You know, so you can't tell me that's too expensive.
It could be a life changer. You could get some friends if you ain't smelling good. Okay. So now let's talk about women's hormone health and men's health, you know, because we're not in this world alone, you know, and you get to a certain age and some women get more sexually aroused after the age of 40. Mm-hmm. What's that all about?
Hormonal changes is exactly
in a good way.
It's hormonal changes in a good way. But the thing is that just recognizing and going with it and along that same side, when people are saying they have to get hormones injections or the hormone imbalance, what that's telling you is that your body, the nutrients and everything in your body is imbalanced in some kind of way. When you get more sexually aroused as you're getting older, that's a good thing, you know, from the standpoint your body is now rejuvenating itself, is I'll put it that way. It's now rejuvenating itself and it's doing the things that it should be doing, because in reality, you shouldn't really have to get hormone injections.
Right.
Because and people are not looking at what they're saying. I'm giving you hormone injections, but the reason I'm giving them to you is to balance your hormones. But there are foods you can eat and a number of things that you can do by eating more fruits and vegetables. Okay, all of them, just all of them. And the reason I say all of them is, if you recall, you know, since we're in California, they used to say, you know, five a day, you know,
right.
Then they changed it to more matters. So they got away from five a day because they recognized that it's not just five, because people were just saying, okay, I got my five today, but it's not five.
And that little funkey food pyramid.
I'm not doing all that. No.
And so what I really did is, this is how I started, Braze.
Okay.
I started with a food journal. Okay. Just keep it 100. Track, write down every single thing you put in your mouth. If it's a piece of gum, you know, a cup of water, just write it down. Put it in your phone, whatever, voice text it, and go back and review it at the end of the week. Baby, let me tell you, it is an awakening.
So then, you know, that's what I just published that, right, on February 1st. It's a food mood poop journal going along with exactly what you're saying.
Wow.
And even though people are putting down what they're eating, they're still not paying attention to what it means.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, so now, you know, I'm doing some things in my own personal nutritional life.
Mm-hmm.
Counting calories is such a drag, because you really see where you are wasting the calories. Girl, and my carbs is like a spider. It is crawling all up. I'm eating less, but when I'm eating, I'm getting down. You know, so I'm like, oh, no, it's not a good thing. So it's discipline, but again, it's like anything. It's like your finances. It's like your relationships. It's like your loves. It's like your business. You have to address it. You have to look at it and be real with it. Now, what you do with that information, how you process it, that's on you. But no one can never say that they didn't provide you the options and the choices to work with great people like Charmaine, Dr. Charmaine Vega. You know, proof is in the pudding. Now, you're in California as well, but you're north of me.
I'm north of you. You're down below. You're about, two and a half, maybe 3 hours from me. You know, about 3 hours.
3 hours? Well,
that's nothing. We can do that. You know, I've gone down there and go down there, and my daughter goes down there all the time.
Okay, but you go to some pretty highbrow places there, because you got the hookup. And a lot of people are getting nips and tucks. Girl, what is going on in LA or in that surrounding area when it comes to cosmetic surgery? And you know, somebody was telling me they was getting their own blood injected in them. Whatevs.
They've got so much of that stuff going on.
Really?
Yes, they do. And it's even to the point that there's a fecal transplant for people.
Oh, shut the front door.
Yeah. Yeah. If people are sick, and what they'll do is they'll take the fecal matter from a healthy person, mix it with a saline solution, and instead of you getting the I can never pronounce it, but it's colonoscopy. You know, I can never pronounce that word. I always have a whole tongue tied. But instead of just pulling everything out, they inject that stuff into you. And supposedly that's what it does, is it's putting the good gut bacteria back in your system, is what they're doing. They flush it all out, and then they take this other solution and inject it all, and it goes through your system.
It's beyond a colonic.
Yes, it's beyond that. It's beyond that, because they do that to clean you out, but then they're putting this other solution in you, which is the fecal.
Okay, so what that's supposed to be, the fountain of poop? that's going to take you back 20 years.
Yeah, so, but getting back to the documentation, that's one of the things I came up with, which is because I noticed when I looked, people will document their, okay, I ate this and this is how it made me feel. Okay, that's great. But are you paying attention to when did you go to the bathroom? And are you turning around and looking in the bowl to see what it looked like? We will look at our animals. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We'll look at our animals and we'll say, oh, he must be getting sick. So it's not like you don't know this.
Right.
You know, if it looks a certain way, that it means something. But are you documenting that? And that's what I came out with, is a book for you to document your food, your mood, and your poop.
Ouch!
So, because it's important.
Wait, say that again. Your food.
Your food, your mood.
Mood and your
poop. And your poop. So it's a food, mood, poop journal.
Wow.
And it is on Amazon. So it is, okay. It is, you know, but I did do that. And the reason is because that is something, if you document it, you can take it to your doctor, because now you know, when I eat this, this is how I felt. Right. Because you don't pay attention to it. You just go, or you'll eat something fast food and you go, oh, you know, I'm so tired. But did you document that?
No.
And where did you eat and what was it you ate?
Yeah, there's some things that have changed in my diet. You know, I could tell the acid in certain foods, and it just doesn't settle right with me. So what do you do for fun and recreation when you are not helping people change they mood, they poop? I'm sorry. They food, they mood, and they poop.
My recreation, believe it or not, it's going to different restaurants, which annoys my daughters, and I dissect their food because I want to see.
You're that girl?
I'm that girl. Now, see, now you sound like my cousins who are on the East Coast, and every time I go back and I ask for something when we go out, they're like, she's from California, she's that one. she's that one. So you sound just like them. But that's what I do. It's because I want to know, because if I'm trying to give you or anybody else any advice on something, I want to see. It also tells me, because I'm also a chef, so it's also telling me, what's the taste that people are looking for, mm-hmm. so that I can try to come up with it and give them advice on how to get that same taste, but a healthier version of it. I in the area that I'm living, it's like all cattle and meat and all this kind of stuff. And I went to the grocery store recently because I was asked to do a catering. And I just said, let me see what their flavoring is. Do you know every single soup had a cream dairy base on it?
Wow.
Every single one. And yet I'm looking at the people and I can tell they have inflammation. Their digestion is not there. They're overweight. I can see all these things, but I'm looking at it. And then I look at the label, and the label is this long and it's supposed to be chicken soup. Why do you have this many ingredients?
Right.
For chicken soup.
I know.
So that's where I want people to be more conscious of, is when they're looking at something, even the rotisserie chicken. Look at the rotisserie chickens and really? look at the ingredients. Look at the ingredients.
Really? Don't mess with my rotisserie chickens. Because, girl, we put that in everything. We got that in salad. We got that in enchiladas. We got it in chili. Don't mess with my rotisserie chicken. I thought I was saying.
I'm a mess with your rotisserie chicken, because you can go get a whole chicken and you can season it yourself, put it in the oven, and roast that sucker.
Well, I do that with turkey. I do. I love that. I cook a turkey a couple times a year.
But you can do a chicken. If you can do a turkey, you can do a chicken. Okay? And to show you what I did is, I have a gas stove, and you know, with the winter time that we have going on right now, the gas prices go up and the electric comes down a little. So my daughter, she wanted a chicken. I took it and I put all my seasonings on it, because that's something else I do, is I make my own seasonings.
Oh, wait, you know what? And when you come down here, guess
I'm
what
gonna bring
I found?
I'm what? What did you find?
I found an international spice store.
Really?
Girl, it is off the chain. Me and my husband drove past it. I said, I'm going to have to tell Dr. Vega about this. It is beautiful. Middle Eastern, African. I couldn't believe how big it was.
Really? Oh, well, you know, that's like sending me to a candy store.
So it'll be fun. And so we can go to a restaurant, but I don't want you dissecting the food.
No, I'll be good. I'll put it this way. You won't know I'm dissecting it.
Well, I'm so glad that you dissected us and you poured in some great information. I really appreciate you and value you. Tell me quickly really about the book, where to get in contact with you, and, you know, how to level up our game, how to get sharper with this. Well, how are they able to get in contact with you on your social media outlets? I want them to work with you. Brains, she's a lot of fun too. You know, she's not one of those people that talk at you. She have a great conversation with you, make you laugh. You know, you be laughing, you have your laugh yoga, and you be lost 15 pounds.
Well, they can go to my website. That's going to be easy enough for them to find me under mamavega.com. And mama is spelled M-A-M-A. And if they go there, they can, all the links and everything are there. The social media, they can go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, any one of those. And if they can either find me on any other social media, that's the easiest way to get a hold of me. And I do respond.
Yes, you do. And can you leave women of color a little inspiration? You know, you're a beautiful woman. I'm a beautiful woman. They say, you know, black don't crack, all that kind of stuff. But we do bend and we do break.
Yes, we do.
You know, and give us some encouragement to get around this diabetes. And, you know, push away from the table a little bit.
My inspiration is something that I go by. And that is that my father taught me this. And I still live by it. And it means no means not that way. Mm. And if you go by that, no matter what happens, you will be calm about it. And you will look at anything in life. It's not a problem. It is a situation. And then you just have to think through it to see what's the next step I need to take, as opposed to looking at, oh my gosh, because that stress is gonna cause you to get older, or look older. We're gonna all get older, but it's going to cause you to look older, feel older.
So you look like you're 500 years old, toe up from the flow up, you get wrinkles and—
Yes.
And you know what? If you get those things, take care of it. Take care of yourself. Have some self-pride. You know, get your hair done. Get your braids redone. If you have to get cosmetic surgery, get your teeth fixed or whitened. It makes you feel better.
And just be calm. You know, try to. And I know that there's situations where, you know, people are throwing things at you, you know, from a verbal standpoint. And that's another whole conversation to talk about how verbal abuse actually causes all these other things. And it does cause physical problems as well. You know, they don't really talk about it, but it actually is more damaging than some of the other abuses that people—
Girl, I had a family member, and every time he opened his mouth, that switchblade came out. And it can, yeah. And then, you know, that couple with some liquid courage. It was awful sauce. It was awful sauce. People can do, and those things regurgitate in your mind over and over and over again. You know,
and you can't get it out. That's the thing. You're having a hard time getting it out. I go back to the nursery rhyme where it says, "Sticks and stones can hurt my bones, but words can never hurt me." I say, no, words can kill you. So it's not that it can hurt you, it can actually kill you. So yes, it can. And I can go, like I said, I can tell you how much it has damaged a number of people who I know to the point of not wanting to live anymore because of what people have said. And the people closest to you are usually the ones who can do the most damage to you. Yes. They can do the most damage. So my thing is what I do. And there are a number of people that I've just had to cut off, you know, because of what they were saying.
And you know what? I have no problem with that.
Yes.
Because if it's not working, I'm going to let you go work it over there. I'm going to work it over here. I don't have the time to invest in that. Even with children, you know, my daughter, I have to remember her and my niece are grown women now. Mm-hmm. And I can't be a helicopter mom over them. They have to live their own life journeys doing the things that they need to do. And you just have to be, you know, a steward of that.
And we have to, we have to know when we're listening to something and when we're not, right. And when I'm going to let that in. And people who are closer to me, they know when I go, no, I can't hear you.
Yeah, you gotta establish some boundaries. I have no problem with boundaries. I respect people's boundaries too. If they say no or back off, okay. You don't have to tell me 2 or 3 times, because I'm the kind of person I want to be wanted.
Yeah,
I want you to be feel good in my space, and I want to feel good in your space.
But that's the important thing, is to not feel like, because I'm guilty of, for many years, people would say things and I would still sit there and, you know, be polite and would listen and, you know, that kind of thing. But then when you leave, you're still replaying that. It's like a broken record. So I had to learn that, no, I'm not going to, you know, and
no, it doesn't matter, because you have forged ahead, and look at you, you know, look at you. Again, I'm so glad to have you here on the edge with me and my brains. Brains, check it out. Okay, we're talking nutrition of the mind, the spirit, the body, and the soul. Right here on the edge with April Mahoney and Dr. Charmaine Mama Vega. And look at your diet. Just look at your plate. I'm not going to micromanage you. Like I said, I'm not going to do that helicopter stuff. But I am going to keep a watchful eye, and I'm going to provide you information. And I take the information into consultation for myself. Because, you know, I'm a little on swole, but I'm working on it, okay, with great people like you. So, brains, go in, like, love, share, connect, tell everybody on the planet what's going on the edge. Thank you, Dr. Vega.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.